Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. It is the Mando Mania. We're going to introduce these fellas in groups. I'm going to introduce a couple at a time, then we're going to play some more music, so we will have plenty of music. And throughout, we can take a few questions, but we're trying to move on because of time. Over here to the right, to start things out, this gentleman was the last mandolin player for the Country Gentlemen, and he now has a wonderful band called Circuit Riders. Make welcome Darren Aldridge.
Thank you, folks.
Darren, do you have any tips or suggestions about mandolin playing from your point of view and your style?
Watch all these guys in the middle here. That's the best advice I can give you. How's that?
In the middle of what? Yeah, it'd be nice, wouldn't it?
Can we do that?
You want to try to squeeze everybody onto the front row somehow? This is kind of crazy.
Leave McCurry back there. Should we make the people with the most expensive mandolin sit in the back?
Okay, the next gentleman here, moving right along. You guys all know him, and you've heard him play for many years with Third Time Out. And right now, he's setting the world on fire with the with pushing the boundaries of bluegrass with the John Cowan Band. One of my favorite mandolin players and a great North Carolina boy, Wayne Benson.
Thank you. All right. Thank you so much. That's right, I'm Dan from North Carolina. Grew up only about an hour from here. Anybody out there ever hear of a mandolin player named Dewey Farmer by any chance? Well, he was a guy that I listened to a lot. I used to hear him play this Frank Wakefield tune that was really, you heard like every mandolin player in the world did this back in the 80s. New Camptown Races was to the 80s as Rebecca was to the 90s, I think. I've always wanted to hear Ronnie and Sam and Tony and all these guys play this tune, so we'll try it, the New Camptown Races.